Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and on Friday we talk about great success stories in Tucson businesses and organizations. With us guests today are my good friend Jesse Lugo from Lugo Charities and the Tucson Street Rodders. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Ed.
And also with us is Greg Wilson, the Academic Dean at Pima Community College.
Good morning, Ed.
So, Jesse, before we get started, let's chat a little bit about you, and let's start first with Lugo Charities and Bike in the Box, just as a quick update on that, and that's going to be coming up at the end of the year. So tell us a little bit about Lugo Charities and the Bike in the Box.
26th year of actually giving out bicycles to children in need throughout Tucson, where school, church, and nonprofit youth support center, they select all the fine kids. Bikes have been ordered.
And in fact, our event, it's going to be on Saturday, December the 7th at Elks Lodge 385. But certainly our good friend, Christy Simone, will be doing a radiothon in the last week in November to raise the funds to pay for the bicycles.
Right. And how many bicycles do you give out each year?
500 bicycles 500. Every year.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that that semi-truck pull up with all those bikes in it, and you pull them out with a bunch of volunteers. And then it's even greater to watch the distribution to all the families and to the charities. So good job on that.
All the volunteers, last year we had about 100 volunteers, and they get their exercise because it took us 17 minutes to unload 500 bicycles.
Yeah, it was great. And thanks for including me in on that. I really appreciate it. So before we get to Greg and talk about Pima Community College, let's talk about the Tucson Street Rodders, which is another thing that you are involved in on a regular basis and have been for many years. First off, I just want to say that pistachio green little truck that you have, that is a beautiful vehicle.
Sure.
And what is it?
It's a 26 Model T Roadster.
Model T.
In fact, it was featured in American Rodder magazine in 1990. In fact, Paul Martinez, that also grew up in Bayou Hollywood, he owns PM Photography. He takes photos of hot rods and motorcycles throughout the United States. In fact, he's back east at one of the big trade shows today.
Great. Well, so tell us a little bit, if you will, about the two things coming up when we have a Tucson Street Rod Association swap meet coming up in November, and then, of course, the big car show, the 49th annual car show. Well, actually, it'll be the 50th annual car show coming up in April.
Oh, sure. Yeah, on Saturday, November the 9th, from 6:30 to 2 p.m., we'll be having a swap meet, which includes auto parts, race car parts, anything you have for hot rods, vintage, antiques, or toys, or arts and crafts, and which will be down at the fairgrounds on Houghton Road. Again, anybody's welcome. We sell a $30 spot for a 10x10 space, so you can bring whatever you want to. And it's a great swap meet. That's one event that we use to raise funds, to sponsor some events that we're going to discuss.
Well, I'm not a car enthusiast, nor do I work on cars or fix cars, but I went to the swap meet last year, and it's pretty interesting to see all those people out there with all that cool stuff that they have for fixing cars and so forth. So the Tucson Street Rod Car Show is coming up, the 50th annual, in April of 2025.
Yes.
What an amazing place, and that will lead us into the Pima College discussion. So talk about the Street Rodders and the show and where it is and what's all involved in that.
Sure. You know, this year will be our 50th annual car show, which will be down at the Pima Community College West Campus. Where is that? It's just north of Speedway between 10th and 11th Street. So you got two brand new buildings, which Greg will discuss about all these technology programs that Pima College has here, right here in Tucson, Arizona. I believe it's one of the foremost educational centers that actually will then give many individuals an opportunity to have hands-on training then to provide for their families.
So this is great, the partnership with Tucson Street Rod Association, which was established amazingly in 1971. That's amazing how long ago that is. It's the oldest street rod club in the state of Arizona, and the purpose is to promote street rodding, we call it rodding, while benefiting local communities and charitable organizations through membership, social gatherings, car shows, and other activities around the use of enjoyment of all 50-year and older street rods and custom vehicles. So your pistachio green Ford is one of those examples of the beautiful cars that are out there. It's amazing, the car show, how many beautiful automobiles. If you don't even like cars, If you're not a car enthusiast, like I am not necessarily a car enthusiast, I was fascinated by all those vehicles.
Yes.
Last couple of years, pretty amazing. So we've got the Rodders Street Show coming. What's the mission of the Rodders?
Well, this year we're estimated we're going to have about 400 vehicles at this show. The mission statement for Street Rodders is that the car show is working in partnership with Pima Community College Applied Technology Programs to graduate more hands-on trade students. These trades include automotive, diesel, electronic vehicles, aviation, construction, welding, advanced industrial technology, CNC machining, and many others. And at this time, Greg Wilson, the van will discuss some of these programs and go into detail of these programs that are offered here in Tucson, Arizona. Again, one of the foremost type of educational centers that provide these type of training.
Well, we appreciate the good work of the Tucson Street Rodders, and the show is amazing. The 50th annual will be fantastic as well. So that leads us into you, Greg. You're the academic dean at Pima Community College. Those beautiful new buildings that are down there are under your management and leadership. And I was telling somebody last night that if you go into the auto shop alone, I was in there at the last show. They let me sneak in for a little bit. I said it's like going into an operating room. It's amazing how pristine and beautiful and clean. The floor is even shiny, yes. And it looks like it's a clean room in a computer place. Yeah.
Yeah. We do take pride in everything that we've been blessed with. The faculty and the students, you could tell. I asked Skyler, who was the department head for automotive, and just for reference, the building opened in the fall of 21. So we've been in for several years now. And a couple of months in, I asked Skylar, I said, what's been the real difference? What have you seen? And he's like, the morale of students is much higher.
Yeah.
And when you walk into the facility, he said, you know, students step up their game.
Yeah.
And the cleanliness is just a part of it. What really matters is the skill sets that students are learning and the competencies preparing them for industry.
I remember the previous facility, which was a couple of bays and kind of halfway outside, halfway inside, and Mr. Krieg and other people that were teaching down there. And it reminded me of an auto shop that you would have in high school at one of the local high schools. It's kind of, just a beginning kind of a place. This has stepped it up to it competing nationally with other institutions.
Yeah, you're correct. We benchmarked quite a few institutions around the country.
Yeah.
In terms of planning the design, very intentional about what went into the space, how it was arranged. And it's provided us, basically we moved from 10,000 square feet for automotive to just under 50,000 square feet. And so being able to move the ASC accredited program into a larger space, we were able to accommodate a lot more students. And we've been able to develop partnerships that we hadn't had previously in the old building. So, for example, we have a very strong partnership with Jim Click, and we signed a contract with Ford Motor Company, headquarters in Michigan. And so we have an actual Ford program. And so students are in class for 8 weeks, and at the same, then they will switch 8 weeks, and they'll be learning under a master tech at Jim Click.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Obviously, we've got a bunch of car fans here today.
Yeah.
So many folks are familiar with Hunter Engineering. They make wheel balancers, tire changing equipment, which we have in the lab. But we just signed a contract with them, and we will be serving as a regional training hub for them in the building as well.
Great. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the facilities and what's in the future and what you do now. We'll also come back and talk a little bit about you and about your 23 years so far at Pima Community College. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley, and we'll be back in just a minute with a little more about the good things going on at Pima Community College. Wonderful. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking autos here. We're talking technology. We're talking Pima Community College. Just a reminder, the Tucson Rodders Car Show is coming up, the 50th annual. Mark your calendar for April of 2025 at the Pima Community College parking lot out there by the new facility. And also the swap meet coming up, Tucson Street Rod Swap Meet, which is Saturday, November 9th. From 6:30 to 2 p.m. at Tucson Speedway out at the fairgrounds. So with us is Jesse Lugo. Good morning again, Jesse.
Good morning.
So you're pretty involved in the car industry. You had a facility that took care of cars for many, many years, kind of in the same location around that same area.
Sure.
And you did that for 10 or 15 minutes. How long have you been there?
Well, Well, because of life challenges, I didn't get the opportunity to actually, because I did receive a scholarship out of high school, Cholla High School.
Right.
And so I had to come back to Tucson to support my mom and our siblings.
Right.
Bob Myers was an automotive instructor at Cholla High School. So with that, but also received training at Built Brick Dodge, which I became one of Tucson's first fully certified master technician under ASC, Automotive Service Excellence, which is a testing program with not only the testing on it, but hands-on actually repairing cars and trucks on it.
Yeah.
And so this is why I have a passion for automotive, only because during that time frame, running my service station, which I employed 21 employees, I made a very good living.
Yeah, you did.
And of course, at the same time, then I mentored some of my technicians to do the same.
I've seen your house, and I've seen your front carport to slab, your driveway and all that. Spotless. Absolutely spotless. And that was the way your station was. It was just absolutely spotless. It was perfect. And I can see why you like Greg's automotive shop. It's the same thing. It's just spotless.
Mayor Miller actually honored Lucas P. Wisham at that time for one of the cleanest business in Tucson, Arizona.
It was amazing. So, Greg Wilson, you're the academic dean at Pima Community College, but you obviously started somewhere, and you've been with the college for 23 years. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to be the academic dean and overseeing all these programs down at the facility.
Well, yeah, I'm an East Coast kid, grew up in Virginia Beach. Went to school on that side, and when my wife and I finished grad school, we just picked up and moved to Florida, and I really got my start with NCCER, which is a group that develops construction curricula. Mm. And so I was there for a few years, and just one of those happenstance things. They always say, you know, life is about relationships and who you meet and who you know. Ended up at a training session in New Orleans while I was working in Florida, but ended up sitting next to a dean from Pima Community College.
Wow.
Through this 3-day training. And she said, you know, I've got a job that's opening up you may be interested in. And that's what brought us from Florida to Tucson 23 years ago. It's been a great ride.
Yeah. Have you been at the downtown campus that whole time, or did you move around a little bit?
No, I actually started at what used to be the community campus.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I was part of the workforce team. So working with our local industry partners, mm-hmm. Geico, Casino del Sol. So I was there for 13 years,
right.
And then shifted to downtown campus as the dean in 2014.
Was there, the community campus has kind of been reallocated, is that kind of?
Yeah, it's now, it was sold, and it's, I believe, now an Intermountain Center.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, so speaking of beautiful new buildings, a couple years old, the facility that you lead now is down at what was the location? You said so aptly of explaining exactly where it is. So.
Downtown campus is north of Speedway between 10th and 11th Street.
Yeah. So I remember those. I taught at Pima Community College. My very first foray into teaching was at the downtown campus and the west campus. And I remember going down there, and there were a bunch of old buildings right there on Speedway Boulevard. And yes. The Catholic Social Service, I think, was in some of those buildings. And they were probably 75, if not 100 years old, some of those houses. They're gone. What
That's
happened?
Right. Well, the Catholic Services was raised, and if you look there now, and if you're headed east or west on Speedway, you'll notice the big advanced manufacturing building because it's now a parking lot right in front of the building. So you can actually get a better
view
of what's been built, as Jesse mentioned. So the campus is right there at Speedway and Stone, but it had been hard to see the development of automotive and advanced manufacturing because they're more interior to the campus.
Right. Let's talk about some of the disciplines that you're offering to students and the programs. There's a long list of them that go on for a page and a half. But in general, what kind of things in industry, manufacturing, construction are you offering at the college now?
Yeah. So if you really think about the structure of Pima Community College, and for those who don't know, just to give you an idea of how big we are, our headcount is about 18,000, and we enroll 53,000 for this fall. That's how many students are coming through. And then there are 10 academic divisions. And so as Dean of Applied Technology, in our area, we have automation and robotics, automotive, aviation, building and construction, computer-aided design, machining and welding. And I mentioned earlier my relationships with workforce and business partners. Everything we do is influenced by industry. So as far as staying current with curriculum and what we're teaching, the equipment that we bring in, We have advisory groups that really direct what we're doing.
And this is one of the things about Pima is that it's very student friendly, I would say, in yes. the in sense the still open entry, open exit, that you can come in, you can drop in and take a class for two or three, go away for a little bit, come back again, and you're not penalized for not, you know,
you're
completing.
Correct. Our mission is to empower every learner every day for every goal. Mm-hmm. And so we are an open access community college. We are serving the high school student coming from Sunnyside or Desert View and wants to continue with their machining program. We are upskilling Raytheon employees who may have started in a specific technical position and want to move up.
Mm-hmm.
We serve engineers from Caterpillar mm-hmm. who maybe never really had the hands-on experience of machining or welding. And so we take all comers. Our average age is 29, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about continuous improvement and continuous learning for us.
And these students are, again, like you say, a student that's coming out of high school might be completing a some certification for trade and so forth and then going off. But one of the big areas is this retraining of people who are already employed or people who are changing careers.
Correct.
Who want to get some training on something that might enhance their career in the future.
And that's why it's important that we stay connected with industry so mm-hmm. that we stay current as far as technology goes to make sure when that career changer says, you know, I've been sitting in an office and I really would like to work with my hands, as Jesse mm-hmm. mentioned earlier. So what is going on with robotics? I've heard about it, but how do I get started? And so we can help that learner understand the basics, understand the context. What is happening in industry that would provide you with a living wage and set you up for a great career?
So you had mentioned that you had a relationship with Mr. Click and Jim Click Ford and Jim Click dealerships. There's 11 of them, I guess, in Tucson and Southern Arizona and Southern California. And Mr. Click has been very supportive of the college and the industry manufacturing kind of trades that are obviously his people too can come down and spruce up on their things. But I'm really interested in the relationship with Ford and out of Michigan and how that connection was made and obviously through Mr. Click. But how did that and what are you doing for them and how are these students learning the Ford program that 8 weeks that they spend in that training?
Right, you're correct, Mr. Click, and I really want to give a shout out to Daryl Keppel. Who has been with the Jim Click team for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the first call I made when I became a dean 10 years ago because our relationship was not right at that time, and we had to dig out of a hole to rebuild that. But the Jim Click automotive team stuck with us and had pushed because the Ford program was actually based in Phoenix.
Mm.
And when I started, high schools, industry partners, they told us, your program's not in a good space. We send our students to Phoenix. And so it took a lot of rebuilding the team and just focusing on doing what was needed for our industry partners. And we were able to turn it around. And so that Ford program is now here in Tucson. But that was through the help of working with the team. And Jim Click isn't our only partner. The Subaru team, we're working on a GM partnership right now with O'Reilly. Rob Draper and that team have been fantastic. So we do work with multiple manufacturers.
And these dealers and car manufacturers see the benefit in the educational process of them, of these students working on the most up-to-date technology and learning the new technology.
Absolutely. So you can certainly, as an employer, hire folks off the street, but for the mm-hmm. students going through the Ford program, for example, they will learn Ford proprietary material, whether that's, you know, and you're starting with all the different standards, but Pima was one of three schools selected to become a new Ford program a couple of years ago.
And that makes sense. But Jesse, as you know, not a lot of ASE certified technicians leave their jobs once they get them because they're so profitable and they grow in that experience. But when a job does open, it makes sense that Mr. Click is thinking about, well, I might as well hire somebody that's been trained right here under the Ford program.
That's what's important. You know, if you have an individual that continues their education and training to get their ASE certification, that certification actually may increase your salary.
Right.
Because then there'll be other job opportunities that somebody may want to hire you away from a certain dealership or a automotive repair shop.
And also, from a consumer's perspective, when you take your car into a dealer that's had this training from these people that are working on your car, ASE is great, but also that they know the up-to-date technology so that when they're fixing your car, they do maybe the top-notch job to do. They're not guessing as to what they're doing.
Right. And that's a big focus of our programs, right? All of our faculty and staff have industry backgrounds. So the whatever path a student chooses in the technical areas, they're going to learn the basics. We want our students to be creative thinkers, problem solvers, and confident when they get to industry.
Great. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about in depth some of the programming and some of the great classes that you have and the offerings that you have down at Pima Community College. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the car show and how the riders are involved. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. Appropriate music to talk about the Tucson Street Rodders and our good friend Jesse Lugo. So Jesse, we've got that great car show, the 50th annual, coming up in April of 2025. But we were just talking about maybe the possibility of getting a little tour together.
Oh, sure.
Jump in Tucson listeners and maybe with Chris with the Wake Up Tucson Wakeys, and to go down and see a few of the cars that you guys have, but then also take a tour of the facility.
Sure. You know, I've always told people I'd like to participate in show and tell type of operations where you actually show, in this case, will be the Pima Community College technology programs, but then you'll get into depth so they can actually see the type of equipment, what is utilized. But again, by receiving one of these technology programs and your certification, and Greg will talk about it, about the income that they can earn.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, you don't have to worry about affordable housing.
Yeah, you're a testament to that. You bought your first house when you were just a young man.
In fact, I was right out of high school in 1973. In fact, I owned two houses.
Right.
Because that's what my grandfather told me I had to do.
Right. And so you were able to, with the work that you did in the auto industry, be able to live a very good life. And
absolutely.
You're still continuing to do that.
And you just start your day 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you go home. You're the first employee to open up the doors and the last one to leave.
I ask how many other people in the city of Tucson have 8 seats right behind home plate at the High Corbin Field for U of A baseball. There's not many people that can say they have 8 seats right behind home
absolutely.
Plate.
Go Wildcats.
And thank you. Sixto and I are very thankful for you inviting us every once in a while to your seats. Well, our governor signed legislation recently, Ready Tech Go, to talk about getting the workforce ready to go. And so this fits right in well with the automation and the programs at Pima College. So Greg Wilson, the academic dean in charge of technology down at Pima College, tell us a little bit of how you get students Ready Tech Go.
Well, we welcome students to our programs, and Ready Tech Go is specifically tied to AIT,
right,
which is Automated Industrial Technology. We like to refer to it as automation and robotics.
Mm-hmm.
And with so many companies coming into the state, right? American Battery Factory is here in Tucson. The semiconductor companies have been moving into the Phoenix area. And then Lucid Motors, for example, built their factory. And if you've been there, it's fantastic in the Casa Grande area. And so we really wanted to focus on building a state manufacturing program. If you remember 20 years ago, BMW moving into South Carolina or other automotive groups moving into Tennessee, it was because those states had unified programs. And so the companies mm-hmm. knew that there was a skilled workforce waiting to help fill these lucrative careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so Arizona has done the same thing. It was built 7 years ago or so under a different name, but Governor Hobbs has put new funding behind it, and the new branding is Ready Tech Go. And so that it really helps students understand, you know, a lot of times we talk about the brain drain, right? Students will come here for the university or for the college, and then they'll move away.
Mm-hmm.
And Ready Tech Go is a way to show students and parents, you can learn here, and you can stay here and work here and have a great life.
That's awesome. You know, you talked about the Ford program previously being in Phoenix, and so a lot of people, again, would get trained here in Tucson and then go to one of the top 5 cities in the country in terms of growth and go work in the valley up in Phoenix and abandon Tucson after they've got their education. And so there's a major effort afoot both at Pima and other institutions to try and keep some of those students here in Tucson and build businesses but go to work for companies. So, and part of this automation and robotics and Ready Tech Go is to build the workforce that is can sustain some of these companies that need the skilled work. So you teach skills that are necessary for these young people to actually be successful in these jobs.
Right, and we do it in different ways because every student has a different need, a different intention. And so we try to build as many on-ramps and off-ramps as we can. Yes, there's the traditional certificate, but we also have fast-track programs for opportunity youth, 18 to 24, who have disengaged. And so a non-credit pathway is a way to jump in quickly For example, I'll give you another example of how we partner. So you may know that a lot of the high schools locally have robotics teams, San Miguel, Catalina Foothills.
It's just like a soccer team or a debate team. Yeah, they go out and they compete against each other. Right?
They go to state. They can go to Worlds. And so next Saturday, we're having a workshop for the high school robotics teams at the Advanced Manufacturing Building. Cool. So they'll be able to work on the robots with us and design. And, you know, we talked about affordable education during the break. Just to give you an idea, we had a four-year graduate from the University of Arizona who was making $55,000 in his engineering role. He came to Pima for this AIT certificate, which is just a semester, and then was able to move into an automation position at Target for $89,000. Wow. And we just learned that he has now moved to Caterpillar, making six figures.
So he's almost tripled his income by getting some training on some skilled areas. So we talked a little bit, you know, Caterpillar has an organization here in Tucson, headquartered here, and they've got some big equipment and so forth, and welding is an important part of the training that you give. Talk a little bit about the robotic welding and how you interface with some of these larger companies.
Yeah, so Caterpillar would be one. We always like to tell the story of Cade. If you're familiar with Cade, local big company here, they were not happy with our welding program years ago. And so we met with them, and through a partnership with our workforce team, we sent some students over through a job shadow with Cade. And what do you know, they hired three of our students within a week. So it was really just miscommunication. Our students had the skill set. Well, about the same time we were doing that, we were piloting a robotic welding course. And our faculty jumped into it. They knew that was the new technology. We learned from industry partners. So Cade hires those three students the first week. Over the course of the next year, they hired 11 more students. And they had been through the robotic welding course. And one of the students helped get Cade's robotic units back up. And so we try to stay current. We have dual process welders in the shop now, right? And that machine is used in several local employers. And so our students are working at those employers. They can come back, tell our faculty, well, here's how we're using the machine. And then faculty can integrate that in, you know, into the program. So we're always staying current.
I assume you're doing two things at the same time when we talk about welding. You teach a student how to weld the traditional way, and you put on the mask, and here's the torch, and this is how you weld, and this is how you do it right, and you teach them that. At the same time, you're teaching them automation so they can sit behind a computer and dial in and watch the robot do its work, and not better, stronger, faster, or anything, just different, a different application of the same thing. But they have to understand the welding first, understand what they're doing. Right?
Absolutely. And so you always hear about this fear of the robots taking over. No, come to Pima and learn how to control the robots, and then you've got a new career. So and it's not about just teaching the students the technology. We're really big on work-based learning. So if you're familiar with PVB Fabrications in town, local welding company, great shop and a great team, they're letting our students intern with them. And so they can learn those skills on the job, not just in the welding booth at downtown campus.
So that's a huge facility down there. It's more than just auto, and it's more than just robotics. Name some other things that are happening under your technology format.
We have computer-aided design, building and construction. So the Center of Excellence in Applied Technology really has four phases: automotive, aviation, advanced manufacturing, and now we're starting the expansion of building and construction, which will move from 2,500 square feet to 25,000. And of course, there's a great need for construction skill sets.
Will that be a new building with a hangar or something, or will it be part of what you have already?
It's actually the old building that all of the programs moved out of.
Got it.
And so now it will be solely focused on building and construction. And we have a partnership with Habitat for Humanity, for example. Again, it's great to get students to learn the skill set, but we really want them to get into industry and the work site so they can really see what it's like.
Right. So they go out and help build the houses once they get the skills down, right?
And then we also have machining. So we have a great partnership, longstanding partnership with the Southern Arizona Manufacturing Partners. We have a big career day coming up in October. As a matter of fact, we have an Applied Tech and STEM hiring event. So if you're an employer, October 8th at the downtown campus, and you can go to the Pima.edu site and find more information. If you go to Pima.edu and scroll down, you'll see a lot of information. And again, I would also like to share the Center of Excellence in Applied Technology is just one of several centers of excellence that the college has invested in. Mm-hmm. We also have the cybersecurity. We have a live cyber warfare range at the East Campus, hospitality and culinary at the Desert Vista campus, STEM at Northwest, and we're about to open a health professions.
Aviation at the airport, right?
Aviation's at the airport. Health profession and arts are both at the West campus.
Right. And so these centers of excellence are really focused, targeted, really high intense training for these students and giving them the skills they need to be successful.
Yes, that the focus is on the skills training for the students, but you know, Pima is a community hub, and mm-hmm. and we just want folks to understand that this is your college. And doesn't matter, you know, when you're in one semester in automotive, for example, a couple years ago, our youngest student was 13, our oldest student was 81. And mm-hmm. so Pima Community College is for everybody.
Yeah, a lot of students take Pima classes while they're at school and in high school still.
Yep, and we have strong dual enrollment partnerships right. with all of the districts, mm-hmm. JTED as well. You know, JTED will run orientations for their students at the site to help right. students make that jump from the high school level or from being homeschooled to right. Pima.
With the name community in your name, you're definitely representative of the community. You are indicating that, you know, 5 to 15% of the students in your programs are female.
Yes.
And so they're coming in and learning these same trades. But then the ethnic breakout is fairly consistent, 45% Anglo, 45% Hispanic, and the rest being African-American or Native American or other,
Asian.
Yeah, and so it kind of reflects the exact demographics of the community pretty much. And then you're also a Hispanic-serving institution, which
Correct.
Is an important part of this.
Yes, and we do focus on our local community. While we hold ourselves to a national or even a global standard when it comes to the technology or the accreditation for different programs, Pima Community College is about serving our community, which reminds me, I want to share, we have an event coming up September 21st. It's a first-generation workshop for students and families, again, just to become familiar with Pima and to make that leap from the high school to the college level.
Excellent. We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. This is KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk station, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking autos and cars and fun things and good things to do. Welcome back, Jesse Lugo.
Hello, Ed.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for sponsoring this hour. And also, Greg, thank you for being here. We're representing Pima Community College, which has some transition going on. There's a brand new chancellor of Pima Community College. Can you give us a little background on him and what's happening this first 100 days?
Absolutely. So, yes, we're happy to have Dr. Jeffrey Nassy, who comes to us from Broward County. And he's about a month in. And as you mentioned, he's spending his first 100 days on a listening tour throughout the college and the community. Really just finding out and learning about us now that he's shifted from the East Coast to Tucson.
And he's been down to see you at the facility and take a tour of the beautiful technology. And
He's been to downtown. He's been everywhere, actually,
yeah.
in a very short amount of time. We had our first board meeting of the year a couple days ago. And he visited the Aviation Center, got a chance to speak to students and the faculty and staff.
Right. Well, Jesse, let's put that on the calendar to get the new chancellor in, talk to him about good things going on in the overall scope of Pima Community College. So when we talk about all of these skills and this automation and robotics and technology and manufacturing and the industry and even now into construction and other things and the centers of excellence, we're really talking about an affordable option for people to enhance their careers and enhance their value in the marketplace. And so if we want to talk about economic development in a city like Tucson, which has a median income of in the mid-20,000s, we get these people out the door, not me, but Pima College gets these people out the door with a respectable skill, and they're out on, and this is important to you, Jesse. You say we concentrate a lot on affordable housing. Let's concentrate on affordable careers that we can go out and afford to buy a house.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, that I do want to mention where the media says that the Old Pueblo, this is not the Old Pueblo, this is Metro Tucson. And so when doing so, because of these programs that's offered by workforce developments for driving the workforce under the oversight of Greg Wilson at Pima College, this is the future, and this is where there's opportunities for young adults to actually learn a trade and pursue a great career. To then do the first thing, buy a new house.
Right. You know, a city as dynamic as ours needs, you know, a lot of different things going on. We have Raytheon, which is a huge employer here. We have lots of, hopefully attract some more major employers and some minor employers. And we have some great educational institutions. Obviously, the University of Arizona is a huge institution in the middle of town. But Pima Community College has done a great job of engaging with the community and providing meaningful education for students to help our community grow and thrive and prosper. And that's a really important mission, part of the mission.
Yeah. Again, as you mentioned, community is our middle name. And so whether it's with the University of Arizona or the high schools, community organizations, our business partners, for us, it's about relationships. And I mentioned my workforce background. That's what I've been doing for 23 years is really just building relationships. And that's what my colleagues do. We're all about serving our community and to help with the economic development. Sometimes we've partnered with Raytheon for a very long time. And we have frank conversations about skill sets that are needed or what the college needs to change to make sure we're meeting their needs. And we do that for all of our partners. Raytheon obviously is the biggest employer in town. But that same model serves all of our partners.
Right. Speaking of relationships, you've forged a pretty powerful relationship with the Tucson Street Rodders and highlighting your program and doing the huge car show, the 50th annual coming up in April. Out in the middle of your parking lot there. What a beautiful facility to be able to highlight this technology and give people tours of what's happening down there. But you have a relationship with Jesse, right?
Oh, yeah. Jesse and all of the team at the Tucson Street Rod Association has just been fantastic. It was about 6 years ago, Gary Shear, who serves as the vice president for TSRA, called and said, hey, would any chance we could partner on a car show? And we were like, of course, we've got this big parking lot just sitting here. And, you know, I always remember what Gary said. He's like, I promise you, we will leave it in better shape than we found it. Not only was that true and has been true for all 6 years, about a month after the show, he calls and says, hey, the sponsors, the group, we really wanted to thank you, the college, for working with us. And they presented us a check for almost $5,000. Totally unexpected, right? They saw what was going on with our programs. They saw what the college was about and wanted to contribute, as Jesse has mentioned, right? That skill set and being able to help students learn and then change their career and have a fulfilling life. And since then, the TSRA has raised close to about $50,000 over the last six shows. And we put that right back into our programs.
That's pretty amazing that you and so thank you, Jesse, and you and the Tucson Street Rod Association for all that support. That's
so
amazing.
Grateful.
Thank you. It's a great investment, you know, that we made, you know, to support Pima Community College.
Right. Well, Pima Community College is part of our fabric of Tucson. It's really important. We're glad that, Greg, that you have decided to be here for the last 23 years and the good things and support that you're giving to young people in Tucson from age 13 to 85, so all people
right.
in Tucson. But your program specifically is really focused on that person that's wanting to learn a trade and go out and enhance what they're doing.
Every day is exciting. It's been fantastic.
And we do want to thank, you know, The Voice 1030 AM radio, KVY.com, trusted local news and talk, because not only your listening audience, but also Christy Simone's, all the way
right.
he's on it. And in fact, it rural Arizona now is able then to get information that if you want to pursue a career, make sure you contact Pima Community College.
Right. If they wanted more information, Greg, where do they go to obviously come to the open house? But
The open house for STEM and applied technology on October 8th. But you can go to pima.edu, and all of our information is there. The site stays up to date. Like I said, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see current events that are coming up over the next month.
And your email works and your phone works. Just contact you. It's about relationships. You're welcome to take anybody's call.
Hey, everybody has my number, 520-904-0843.
That's fantastic. Well, we appreciate the good work that you do. Jess, we appreciate the good work you do in Lugo Charities for the Bike in the Box, for what you do for the upcoming Field of Dreams golf tournament that you're
Absolutely.
Helping coordinate, all the things you do for Coaches for Charity that we help you. You help me do some things, and your support over the last couple of campaigns. We appreciate all that you've done for the Ackerley family, but also for the community. It's a pretty amazing. You're supposed to be retired. You're not supposed to be doing all this work. What's going on?
Partnership, you know, it's the key to success. When you get involved with good people, it's amazing how organization then thrive, you know, by doing so.
That's why Christy Simone calls you the great Jesse Lugo. So it's pretty awesome. Thank you so much for coming, and great work at Pima Community College. Greg Wilson, the academic dean, and Jesse Lugo coming on Monday. It's our Wonder Series, and we'll have Ted Maxwell on Tuesday, Grant on Wednesday, and Tom coming back on Thursday. If you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know. Jump in Tucson broadcast from the Bustos Media Studios at KVOI. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.